Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Well, we're going to be blockading. It'll take a little while, but it'll be effective pretty soon. And we had meetings yesterday. They, as you said, lasted 21 hours. That was a long meeting. We had some very, very good representatives, as you know, JD and Steve and Jared. So we were well represented, but we didn't get there on the important issue. They want to have nuclear weapons. They're not going to have nuclear weapons. I've been saying that for 30 years. I would never allow that to happen before I was in politics.
So he's been saying that for longer than that.
And that country will not have nuclear weapons. Most countries shouldn't be allowed to have, but that country will not have nuclear weapons.
I want to take everybody back to the first time that they had discussions with Iran. If you remember, the Iranian regime, or you know, whoever it was that was essentially representing them at the time, because we've, how many of them we killed? The last one's, he's the one-legged, mostly dead gay dude there. Anyway, the point is, it gets confusing after a while. They said, you can't, we're not going to give you anything diplomatically that you couldn't take militarily. Now, we could take it militarily. We could. I mean, we're showing right now with the power in the strait that we absolutely could. We were just being nice. And they didn't want to take that offer. They didn't want to take the offer. We're being nice, and they weren't having it. That's a bum deal for them, man. That's a bad choice, because now the United States decided to take their leverage away by way of the Strait of Hormuz. And I'm sure that you have at this point, I'm sure that you all have seen the tankers and all of the stuff that's going towards the United States. Have you seen the traffic in the Gulf of America? I know you saw that, Kane. It's wild. There are so many people, so many companies that are sending their tankers to come get our American oil. And we've had the capacity. I mean, we've discussed this before. I don't need to go over it again, but you know, we have had the capacity to do this, to produce this much. Can I add to what would it have looked like had we not had this president in office to get our capacity up to this point? I mean, granted, we need more refineries, but can you imagine what that would, what off ramp would these other countries have if they couldn't come over to the United States to get what they needed? Where would they have gone? Maybe Russia? I mean, China gets so much of what they do there. They get so much of it there. But where would they have gone?
Venezuela, maybe.
Well, now we control Venezuela.
Yeah.
So now everyone is starting to see the plan come into place. Do you see now why Marco Rubio went to Panama, like right at the beginning of Trump's term? Everybody sees it now. Does everybody see now when Trump was talking about needing Greenland, going into Greenland? Do people see this now? I'm just curious, because there have been a lot of people, some on the right, panicking and wringing their hands. Let the guy do what he does. This is what he's good at. So I want going to show you some of the stuff on the simulcast, the images, and these are like, you can track this stuff live. I mean, they have these I don't know what you would call it, like the maritime trackers, where they can track it live, and you can see all of the traffic that's there. And I mean, it's just pretty, just saying, it feels like Trump was right. Huh. Doesn't it seem like Trump was right? Welcome to the program. It's Monday, top of the morning, or afternoon, really, depending on where you are in the United States. Dana Lasher with you. This is the big thing everybody's been watching, because now they have the blockade in place because Trump has said, all right, we're going to take away your leverage and we're going to close the damn strait. Now, here's the other thing to note about this. So now that you can see that he was trying to buy time. We were trying to buy some time. Why were we trying to buy time? Well, it gets into the Saudis, because the Saudis now have that east-west pipeline open. So we can bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Essentially, the way it is now, by bypassing the Strait of Hormuz, they basically reroute everything and bypass the necessity of the strait and reduce its importance as a choke point down to pretty much nothing. Do you know that with everything going through the east-west pipeline, the Saudis apparently, this is what's funny, the Saudis have been saying for years that, oh, it's going to take a long time to get that moving. Oh, no, we're not going to. I think they were lying about it. And I can see why. It's like a defensive response. They don't want you to know everything that they're doing, just like we don't want people to know everything that we're doing. I get it. But now, apparently, with everything getting rerouted through that east-west petroline, now the only leftover that goes through the strait is, get this, 3 tankers a day. That's how much it's been reduced. So it was like the Saudis were going, all right, wait, keep going. And Trump's just out there talking. And the Saudis are going, keep going, okay, we're ready. And now they got the pipeline open. It's the remaining amount is 3 tankers a day. So they don't even need to do that anymore. We could make this a post-strait world if we wanted to. We absolutely could. And that's what's amazing with all of this. So I said this on social media, I guess it was yesterday, day before. I said, this is actual, like, 4D chess. This is it. This is real, actual, you know, not even 3D, 4D chess. Because this was a brilliant strategy. This was an absolute brilliant strategy. But it does look like we were buying time. We know Iran was. Do you know that there was a plan to airdrop not munitions, but supplies for enrichment into Iran by China? We're going to talk about that later on with Steve Yates. There was an absolute effort to do that. And I think Trump saw that was on the horizon as well. But this has been a pretty brilliant strategy, because now he's saying, all right, you want to close the strait? Let's close the damn strait. We're going to close the strait then. You wanted it closed? We got it closed. We're going through. We removed the mines. We've got naval security. Now we're control. It's our strait now. Now we're controlling it. And it is, what are they going to do? There's nothing they can do. They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force. Their military is just basically a bunch of the island of misfit toys. But this time it's terror militias. That's it. That's all they have. They have nothing else. And this, you know, like I said, the timing is what's so important about all of this. We could not have come out with this then, because we had to prove that they did not have the capability. We had to prove it. And everything needed to be in place so that the timing was right. And that's where we are. Also, Iran made a lot of mistakes here. A lot of mistakes. We're going to talk about some of this, the mistakes that Iran made and what to expect, because now, I mean, you've got the East-West pipeline that's doing a great job of bypassing the necessity for using the Strait of Hormuz. And then with the Strait of Hormuz, we're controlling it. I think that the United States should be charging every damn European tanker a toll to go through the strait we secured. And it should be double or triple for China or Iran. Any bad actor that sought to increase tensions in the region, they should be fined triple or quadruple, because this is our strait now. This is a unipolar world. We're going to talk more about that. Eric Swalwell, why do Democrats never learn their lesson? Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner, Al Gore, they never learn their lesson, ever. I hate the autoplay feature on X with the burning passion of 1,000 suns. Do you know why I hate that, Kane?
Why?
Because I saw this flabby, flaccid, like bad skin dude who looks like the physical manifestation of athlete's foot, like tried to manhandle a hooker.
Oh,
It is so gross. What is with this Hunter Biden vibe that, I mean, you know how we joke about John Ossoff and Beto O'Rourke and all of these other cats being made in like the same factory? Well, can I just point out that you have like the Eric Swalwells and the Anthony Wieners and these like dirty Democrats. Oh my gosh. I don't want to see. Juan, are we going to really do this to the people?
Oh no.
Oh no. No. Ew. He's so gross with his shirt open. Oh, I'm going to die. Okay. We can't. Oh my gosh. We're all dead now. We are all dead. That's it. We're in hell. Oh my gosh. That is so. He's dropping out of the governor's race. He dropped out of the governor's race yesterday. Lorena has a great piece up at Substack that explains for you the timeline of all of this. It went out earlier this morning. And he dropped out of the governor's race, but he is still in Congress. He says, I'm sorry. These are false allegations. Dude, this is not. He goes, that's my fight, not a campaign's. But are they false, though, because it's a video?
False.
And it's not AI. I was really hoping that it was AI, even though that would have been really nasty that somebody would have done that. But it actually makes my mouth numb because it's so gross. He's one of those guys that makes me almost insta-vomit. He has that whole vibe about him. I will never forget when we were debating about guns. By the way, the Moms Demand, great job, Moms Demand Action, you porno name and Michael Bloomberg created outfit. I mean, these people, they backed him. They were BFFs with him. And they're like, well, I didn't realize the head of that group had such a mannish voice. She gets out there. Somebody check for a lump in her neck. She gets out there and, well, I was like Jamie Foxx in Living Color being Wanda.
Well, I mean, I talk to him all the time. I just didn't realize. It's really crazy when it's somebody that you're so close to and somebody that you know. It's wild.
They had nothing to say about that. Nothing to say
Excuse
about
me,
that.
It's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm saying, right? So we're gonna dive into this cesspool of ew and bring you the latest with that because he's still in Congress. So all of this is meaningless. This was a Democrat hit, by the way. They aren't messing around. They wanted him out of office. He didn't get the memo last week, so they decided to come heavier. He just got hit by a strafing run. They're going to keep coming, dude. You better just bow out and run away. Run away. Hide under your bed. The folks who help make this possible, it's our friends over at Noble Gold. Because gold and silver actually having physical metals, I mean, there's nothing like it when you're talking about protecting everything that you've earned, shoring up your savings. And it's kind of it's a little, you know, you want to go with somebody that you can trust. This is your money. It's your hard work. So if you're adding gold and silver, you can trust Noble Gold Investments as the entity to guide you. They've helped protect people's savings with physical metals for a decade now. They've got a white glove service. They're going to guide your every step. It's not an impersonal transaction. And there's total transparency. You don't have any hidden fees. There's no pressure. Clear explanations on everything. Because, you know, record prices, for instance, may not necessarily mean that you buy right this second. But it is important to have diversification. And those precious metals, they've been used to hedge uncertainty. They will walk you through everything. They have a customer-first focus. They're going to be helping you make informed decisions, not helping themselves make sales quotas. So if you want to see how physical gold and silver can fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, the next Artemis flight is apparently already, I would say, like in pre-production is the best way to do it. NASA's already doing the next steps. After the triumphant moon flyby, which was really amazing to watch, touch splash down on Friday if you didn't, they're already planning for the next one. And I would imagine, because they said it was right around the corner, they didn't give like an ETA or timeline. The entry flight director just said the next mission's right around the corner. We've heard this before. This is a lot like what Apollo did before they landed on the moon. They went around it and then they did that before they did the landing. So this is kind of like, this is replicating this. The FAA is asking for video gamers to be the next generation of air traffic controllers because good gamers have a particular skill set that actually works very well with air traffic control, believe it or not. They're able to multitask and handle things under stress while still making calm decisions, good hand-eye coordination, all of that. And they said that they're trying to adapt, according to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. He says that they've created a campaign to do this. They have 11,000 controllers currently working. They have 4,000 trainees, but they need thousands more to be fully staffed. And they are specifically targeting gamers. And the whole website says gamers are encouraged to level up their career. And they have their mission required. I think that's like a perfect. That is actually perfect. That is so smart to do. We got a lot more on the way. That's really smart to do. The FAA, you can go to their website and look at it, but they're looking at like the literal six-figure starting salaries. That's crazy. Stick with us. The folks who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Burnagun. I carry. I train. I have zero hesitation in using lethal force at all whatsoever. If someone threatens my safety or the safety of my loved ones. And so I also realize you need to diversify. Because sometimes you got to go to places, you don't really want to go there, but you got to go to places, whether it's private property, municipal, or whatever, there's certain restrictions that detail you cannot carry. So you're disarmed, you're unprotected, what do you do? Because heaven knows that the places who make these rules, they definitely do not provide you with the subsequent armed security or anything that could match what you would be able to do in terms of protecting yourself. So you got to diversify. I mean, you carry different calibers, you carry blades, you need to get a burner gun for such situations as this. This is also a great option for college kids, by the way. They have different models over at Burnagun, but the one that you need for this is the compact launcher, the CL. It's roughly the size of an iPhone. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away compared to regular tasers or stun guns. They got one or two rounds. This has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. Proudly made right here in the US of A. But here's the thing. No background check. No fees, none of that. You buy it online and they send it right to your door. And it doesn't care about gun-free zones because it's not a gun. So see, you have an option to still be able to protect yourself. It's diversifying your weapons array. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the Byrna CL, BYRNA. Byrna.com/Dana, ready when you are.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. Boy, oh boy, folks, did China really screw up big time? Because now the economic exposure that they have created for themselves, because they backed the wrong horse and decided to get over their skis in the Middle East, it's evident now. They had, so I was reading, since 2005, they spent about $270 billion on investments in construction contracts. And now look at where we are. Now they were trying to horn in on the Strait of Hormuz, and now we've got it closed. And everybody's having to come to the Gulf of America. Trump said, this is cut five, Trump did say that if China really needs some oil, they can go to Venezuela. Listen.
As far as China is concerned, China can send their ships to us. China can send their ships to Venezuela. We told them, buy from Venezuela. We have a lot of overcapacity. We'd sell them, and we'll probably sell it for even less money. I have a very good relationship with President Xi of China, and we work together very well. They're paying us substantial money, as you know. We've never got money before. You know, I listened to this Gordon Chang. He has no idea what he's talking about. We have been very tough in China. Tough but fair.
Oh, POTUS. But they can't go to Venezuela. I don't want them coming to Gulf of America with their tankers, because that makes me a little nervous about having a Chinese vessel in Gulf of America. They can go to Venezuela, though, and get it there. But I think they should have to pay an exorbitant fee, personally. I can't say what I think they should have to do before they get any oil on air. But I really am very curious as to Stephen Yates' reaction on this. As you know, he's a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. His particular specialty is China. He just loves him some Xi Jinping. And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. And he also advised not one but two presidential administrations. He is one of the foremost experts on everything with China, and especially anything that China is involved in. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to get your reaction to this, because I really do feel like they got outwitted in the Strait of Hormuz. And if they want, you know, because that's a significant, it's over a third of what they get for oil. That's where a third of their imports comes from, that strait. Do you see them now going to Venezuela? Are they going to pay full price, do you think?
Well, they certainly are in a scramble, because the president has hit not just the sources of where some of their imported oil comes from, but the price that they were paying. So Iran, under its sanctions regime, had to get things to them at a really cut rate. And so China was helping them bust sanctions and then got a discount on the oil. Venezuela was giving them a cut rate. And so now they can go to the markets. And, you know, the president talks a lot about these kinds of things. I have no idea who's actually setting the price and how it gets paid for by China. But my guess is that it's not going to be cheaper than what they were getting from Venezuela under sanctions and Iran under sanctions. So number one, they're already paying a toll. And number two, if they're dependent on supply chains that we control, that's another element of leverage. They wanted to play their rare earths card with us. They rubbed our faces in it. It freaked out some people around the president for a time, but that made people, I think, wise up and get determined to get our own supplies. But now the president, as he is wont to do, is showing some of our leverage cards face up, and we have more cards, as he might say.
Yes, I love that. And apparently our intel found, too, that as it relates to Iran, China was going to deliver new air defense systems, and I guess that's all thwarted now. They thought they were going to be able to sneak in and deliver to Iran. I mean, but do we care? Because they work so well in Venezuela.
Well, I have some questions about intelligence reports. I've been on the production end early in my career and the consumption end later in my career in the White House. And just because something's in an intelligence report doesn't mean it's true. There's a caveat in every one of those that this report could be meant to influence as much as to inform. And so just because there's a report that they wanted to sell man pads to Iran doesn't make it so. And man pads, people can be mistaken for wondering what the heck that is. It's basically a shoulder-carried surface-to-air missile. It's what took down our fighter jet, allegedly, in Iran. And it's not a strategic weapon. It's a tactical weapon. There are a lot of them in Iraq and other areas. If China's moving them, Trump said, well, they've got big problems, and they should. But really what it comes down to is China's obviously been on Russia's side against Ukraine, and it's obviously been on Iran's side against the United States and Israel. Yeah. At some point, that has to add up for something when it comes to our negotiations with them.
Do you think that Trump should be meeting at all with Xi Jinping in China if they're still trying to aid Iran?
Well, here's my philosophy about whether presidents should meet with China. It all comes down to what are you trying to do and what do you think can be accomplished by the meeting? There are all kinds of times when a president should be well equipped to go, and then they sort of give in to the emperor's siren song of filthy lucre and big deals and big geopolitical accomplishments, and they get their pockets picked. And so if you go in and you're ready to be tough, and you think that you can strategically influence a situation, then yeah, you should go in and be tough, negotiate from a position of strength. I think the concern we have is we don't really know how the table is set for going into this meeting, but the things we can see do seem to favor America much more now than they did, say, 6 months ago.
Well, that's definitely for sure. I mean, I think that all the times that everybody says, oh, it's 3D, 4D chess, I really do feel like that's what's been happening with this strait. And I'm curious as to how much China was aware of it happening as well. Like, for instance, the Saudis announced they have that east-west pipeline. Then it makes sense when you go back and look. It kind of looked like Trump was sort of buying time. What's he doing? Are we really going to try round two negotiations? And then the Saudis pop up and say, it's done. And now they're rerouting and maybe creating a post-strait world. Who knows? It's kind of surprising that China would, are they caught off foot on this, I guess is what I'm asking. Are they caught off balance? Because where are they going to go to get the majority of their, I mean, we have done more to them than they ever tried doing to us with rare earths.
Yeah, well, you're talking to someone who probably isn't a champion at checkers and maybe out of his league in terms of their various degrees of chess. But I think that the Chinese are surprised that America in many ways is back in much more strong fashion than they thought possible. They've sort of drunk their own Kool-Aid in recent years about America being in decline. And if you look at what the mass media and our politics barf up onto the world stage, you can't blame them for thinking that we are that hot mess. But right now, we have a hard-charging economy. We are becoming energy independent and have surplus ready to sell. President Trump is a deal maker. He's not a foreign policy practitioner. He isn't someone who's cut from the usual cloth. He is methodically taking leverage away from his deal counterpart and trying to amplify leverage he has to make better deals. I don't think it's that complicated. So I don't even think it's multidimensional chess. I don't even think it's checkers. It's pretty obvious. And he does it with pizzazz and all kinds of hot takes on truth and elsewhere. And it's disorienting to people who expect something normal. The Chinese, of all people, shouldn't expect normal treatment. But I do think that they've been surprised that America really is this resurgent, that Venezuela went as smoothly as it did so far, and that Iran thus far really has militarily been taken out of the equation. We're really in the wind down and maintenance phase at this point.
It's pretty, all of this to knock them back on their heels without a shot fired, at least with China. And this, of course, also comes on the heels of the EU and US apparently fomenting this minerals deal to thwart China even more. This, I mean, all of these things in place, it's all starting to make sense. Like every move the administration has made with regards to this, it's not even so much about, it's not about Iran and it's not about, you know, even Russia. This is really everything about boxing out China. And then you really see, wow, that is how far China has been getting with their tendrils and everything.
Well, there's a glass half full part of this that we can accentuate. A lot of it is to try to keep the malign influences of the Chinese Communist Party at bay, but it's really to get the primary obstacles to American greatness out of the way, to make sure that our homeland is secure, our economy has the fuel it needs in every way, shape, or form to thrive, and that in doing so, a strong, prosperous, and free America continues to be dominant in every key industry, technology, or what have you, not because we're selfish, although I might be, but because that's actually best for the world, whether we like it or not, whether they like it or not. And so it just happens that the CCP thought they had a free ride and a glide path to get in our way in all these areas. And if you even go back to the fun topic of Greenland, yeah, not just the minerals that are important, but what NATO having countries deny us use of our own bases in this particular conflict made clear that that wasn't just some pretend game of propaganda. It has consequences for access to the Arctic and other things. And in all these things, you're right that it has to do with China, but it's that China put itself in the way thinking they were going to be able to strangle America.
I'm still shocked. And for those just joining, we're talking with our good friend Stephen Yates, senior research fellow at Heritage. I'm really shocked. I think it was one of the UN votes that France joined with China against the United States as it pertained to the Strait. France joined China. And then you got Mark Carney talking about, oh, yes, we're eager to welcome Chinese investment. Your reaction to that?
Well, lunatics are going to be lunatics. And so they get out there, they believe in the false church of the sun god on environmentalism. They believe in the false hope of globalism, which essentially gets away from the family as the building block of civilization and away from the nation state as the building block of international order. And so I see whether President Trump intended to do it or not, he is driving us back to those fundamentals. And these idiots out there thinking that they're going to somehow flex on us by sucking up to the giant sucking sound of the Chinese economy, which has sucked jobs and investment out of their livelihoods for decades. I just don't understand how they pass a sobriety test. So I saw that liberal party gathering in Canada and the kinds of things they were selling back to each other, the initials that I couldn't explain and all that stuff. It's all part of the same piece. And I hope that that bubble gets burst really hard in the next couple of years electorally. But until then, we're just going to have to keep putting up with the nonsense and do what we got to do for America. And I think that's what the president's trying to do. I think the people that are smart on air are going to keep trying to push it that way, too.
Yeah. Last question for you on that. You mentioned NATO. Is NATO, as we know it, finished?
I doubt that it's finished because there is some value in that combination. I think the gig has been called. You cannot count on America, bank on America, use America, and then deny America what it needs in a time of crisis. And so hopefully the old Europe countries are getting a nice swat diplomatically in their media from us and in their publics. But there are other parts of Europe that I think are of value. Now, I'm one that says Asia first, save our civilization economically, get the Middle East right, and let Europe sort itself out. But I think that NATO can be brought back, but I'm not going to be the one tilling that earth. Other people are going to have to do that work.
That's well put. Our very good friend, Steve Yates, who I would love to see accompany POTUS if he does go and have a sit down with Xi Jinping. I just feel like that would really ruffle some feathers if they watched you walk into... because they love you so much in Beijing, I'm sure.
They do.
Yeah. I'd have to put on a Winnie the Pooh t-shirt for the occasion.
Oh my gosh. I will literally find you like the nicest Winnie the Pooh tie if that happens and send it over. I will fed it. I'll overnight it to you. Oh my gosh. Stephen Yates, always so good to see you, my friend. And you can find him on X as well at, it's not Yates Comms anymore. It's Steve Yates on X. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dana. Take care.
You're expected to just trust the government or some rando insurance agent to steer you right on Medicare. And that's exactly how people end up stuck in plans that don't really fit their lives. Insurance companies often push plans that pad their profits, but they don't do anything to protect your health. So that's why you need to know about Chapter. Chapter is the only advisor that compares and recommends every Medicare plan nationwide. So you actually get coverage that fits your doctors and your prescriptions and your budget. By doing things the right way, Chapter helps people save an average of $1,100 a year. And best of all, talking to Chapter is free and fast. It's under 20 minutes, and they can review your coverage, explain your options in plain English, and help you feel confident about your choices. Whether you're already on Medicare or will be soon, don't go it alone. I'm proud to recommend Chapter to you because they make Medicare simple, they make it straightforward, and focused on what's truly best for you, not the insurance companies. So take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words My Medicare. That's #250 and say the words My Medicare.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Did y'all see this video of this bus driver, Sumter County School District, who got arrested and charged? Because I don't know if y'all saw the video. It was on April 2nd. And this bus was crossing railroad tracks and was clipped by an oncoming train. You hear the record scratch? Clipped. Dude. Is that, like, Kane, that's another word for hit.
Yes. I mean, it was so close. And if you saw the video, first of all, how do you even allow that to be the case as a driver? And you know you have kids in the damn bus.
I mean, right as that bus went over the tracks, the train came and got the end of it. Oh, my gosh. Now, I don't understand. Like, they have the little hands that come down, the little, I don't know what they're called. Those red and white barriers that go down. How does this even happen? The kids were screaming. The kids were recording it from inside the bus. It was absolutely, I mean, it looked terrifying. That bus driver is arrested. Yvonne Hampton was fired. Well, and she resigned in lieu of termination. Oof.
Are companies finally starting to stand up to AI? Certain companies are now advertising that they're not going to use any AI-generated imagery. Could this be a brilliant idea to draw in more sales? Real people matter.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Four-time whistling champion and member of the Whistling Hall of Fame, Chris Ullman, who will now honor our nation with his rendition of our Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, what? No. What? Okay. No.
That's a champion?
That's the... What is happening? Oh, no. God love him. There's a place for everything, but that doesn't mean the anthem deserves it. I mean, it was the Baltimore Orioles. I almost said Oreos. Orioles that did it, that had this guy. I'm not against whistling, but this is the anthem. You don't do that. That's a no-no. We're not doing that stuff. But by the way, that's what I feel like if ever I leave like any bird food out, bird seed or anything. That's me. It's me going out in my backyard and talking to the animals, you know. I just put it out there and, yeah, I'm saying... He's like the four-time champion. That's a very interesting thing to get a championship for. But I guess you can with anything, right?
Excellent, yeah.
But this is not the time or place for that. It just, not that I discount the seriousness of his ability or his genuine love of country. It's just not appropriate, right? It's just not something we do. It's like wearing a hat in church if you're a dude. You just don't do it. Like whistling the national anthem. Let's not do it. So I don't know. I'm just yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay if we never did it again.
Yeah, we don't need to have that again. We can't show the actual video of it because they'll sue you for it.
Right.
For copyright infringement for that horrible, horrible rendition. I think that that's just a cover. I think that they sued because I think they would sue because they're just ashamed that they did the anthem like that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I don't know. I'm not, no offense to the guy, but that's not the time or place.
No.
Trump had his favorite meal delivered for him by a DoorDash grandmother, Sharon Simmons, because he's highlighting the no tax on tips, and how much money she got back as a result of it. He ordered two bags of McDonald's, and then he walked out at the door and met her himself. And I was looking at the video of where he walked out. Now, I think Trump is doing really great on Iran, but guys, I just can't get on the gold filigree ship. I just can't do it. There's gold everywhere. I'm not even looking at them. I'm looking at the big gold.
What's wrong with it?
It's too much.
No, it's not.
It's gold everywhere.
Oh,
I think it's hysterical. He's like, well, hello there. Thank you for my McDonald's, as my grandmother would say, McDonald's.
Thank you for delivering directly to the Oval Office door.
Because you know that's how it works, right? You don't have to go through and you say, oh, wait, it's DoorDash. I'll allow it. Go on in. But I'm pretty sure that she wouldn't even need to be told what door to go into. The one that has the most filigree around it is the one that every time Trump goes in and out of that door, they get another filigree.
Looks good.
Yeah, yeah, it looks good. It's like he's leveling up. That's what it is. It's like he gets another gold. The filigree is like pauldrons for the door. He gets another gold filigree, and then he just like keeps getting drip. It's all dripping over there.
Keep going. Keep cooking.
Oh my gosh, we got a lot more to come.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently your entire browsing history, private messages, and financial details could be released for anyone to read. So does that mean that my husband is going to find out how much yarn I've actually purchased? We're going to have problems. Ladies, in my defense, sometimes there's a sale. And so you're saving money if it's on sale.
Sounds like girl math.
It is. You know what? Women's math has raised children for generations, I'm going to say. Yeah, apparently AI researchers are saying that, yeah, they're actually getting out of the digital sandbox. And they're getting everything. They can see absolutely everything. And in fact, one researcher found it quite by accident while he was on lunch enjoying having a sandwich, and ended up seeing an email that it was from this AI model that his company was testing, and it basically summarized everything that he was doing on the internet. That's crazy. So, I mean, if you're like a weirdo, or if you buy an ungodly amount of yarn and crochet accessories, then maybe, I'm just saying.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.